the train to the promised land. The animals happily met for worship services. Since the fox had stopped telling lies, she was appropriately called wise, because she was smart and learned much from God's word. Even the bear was no longer called wrathy, for he wasn't angry and bad-tempered anymore. Indeed, the word of God spread throughout the untouched scrubs, largest hillsides and deepest valleys, even to the ends of this strange country. One day, unexpectedly, bad news came to the enchanted forest. It was rumoured that a four-headed, fire-breathing dragon was coming. All the animals began to feel afraid. The more they talked about the dragon, the worse it seemed. They didn't even feel like meeting together anymore. The cricket only played music once in a while, and even then it was half-heartedly. The fox was always angry about something. Johnny was very sad about it. Moreover, he was troubled that even the bear had said it was awful because the dragon would conquer them. When Playful the Ant started to show his sadness and talk a lot about the monkey bars that he had made at home from a blade of grass, little Johnny fell on his knees and poured out his heart in prayer. He didn't understand what was going on, so he asked Jesus what he should do. Finally, he fell asleep, worn out and tired. He dreamt that he was waiting at the station and a train stopped in front of him. The locomotive was all red like a ripe strawberry and important looking. A special device caught Johnny's attention. It was a motor, but Johnny was interested in it. He went closer to get a better look. With surprise, he realised that it didn't run on any gas or fuel, but the prayers and praise songs of the passengers were like steam rising up to the ceiling where it flowed into pipes. So the prayer steam powered the locomotive. It seemed to Johnny that the brakes were somewhat strange too. He noticed that when someone on the train used the Lord's name badly or spoke nonsense, that the words fell through the floor of the train, turned into sand and slowed the wheels with friction. Of course, there weren't many bad words used, and the wheels were shining with heavenly grease that had been rubbed on them. Everything about the train attracted him, so he ran to the ticket window so he could quickly buy a ticket. He had seen the person in the ticket window somewhere before. The mysterious man instructed him that he couldn't buy a ticket with money. He just had to say his name. "My name is Johnny Walnut." While the man searched for something in a big book, Johnny wondered where he had seen the book before. He remembered just as soon as the angel found his name. "Hey, that's the book of life that I saw in front of the gates of heaven." With that, he recognised the angel. The angel smiled at him and gave him a ticket. Johnny still had time to ask him where the train was going. "To the promised land," the angel exclaimed. Johnny was happy since he had heard so much about land. He had always imagined how the brooks flowed with milk and the holes in the trees were full of honey. When he had talked about it one Sunday in their church in the woods, the bear started to lick his lips and ran home to eat some sweet honey immediately after the service. Johnny boarded the train. He noticed how well the train cars were connected, almost as if they were holding hands. The happier the passenger children were, the closer the train seemed to hold together. But when they quarrelled and misbehaved, the wagons barely held together. Some of them had accordion-like constructions in the middle. When they turned corners, they played beautiful, holy music, rather than squealing. The wagons were full of children Johnny didn't know, but he found some old friends amongst them too. When they had passed several stations, Johnny began to notice some things that he didn't like at all. Some passengers were playing with nasty toys or frightening video games, and others were pretending to shoot one another with toy guns. Some girls held mirrors in front of themselves and were putting on so much makeup that it wasn't at all pretty. Others painted their nails and dyed their hair. He was surprised how many children didn't pray or sing before eating. "Surely no one has taught them any better," Johnny thought to himself. Some didn't even say hello to him. They only kicked one another underneath the tables and said all sorts of bad things. Only a few children read their children's Bible, but even they became more distracted by the nasty toys. It was then that Johnny noticed how the dust slowed down the wheels, which now squealed horribly. But there was so much noise inside that the children didn't even hear it. Johnny walked through the other wagons, and it was the same everywhere. He found himself almost at the locomotive, and there was the prayer engine before him. It was running out of fuel and begging for some prayers. Johnny knelt down and began praying. After a while, his gaze fell on the door to the locomotive, and Johnny felt an irresistible desire to open it. He did it, and light shone on him. He couldn't stand it any more and fell gently to the floor. The one who stood there looked like an angel, but he was much more majestic than the one who gave him his ticket. He wore a long white gown, which fell all the way to his feet, and his eyes reminded him of flames. His feet shone, and his voice was like the sound of a waterfall. "I know what bothers you. It makes me very sad too. At some stations, boys and girls without tickets entered the train. They brought some nasty toys onto the train. Those whose hearts had been cleansed didn't tell them about the Lord Jesus, and what's worse, some of them started to behave the same way." "What will happen now?" asked Johnny fearfully. "In a while, the train will come to the final station, and it will seem to be in a desert." "A desert?" Johnny shook his head in doubt. "This train is supposed to go to the station in the Promised Land." "It will happen like this, so that the hearts of the passengers will be revealed. Everyone will get off, but those whose hearts have been cleansed will see the Promised Land. They will join hands, and together with me, they will enter the land which is flowing with milk and honey. Those who have unclean hearts will begin to grumble and won't believe that behind the desert could be the Promised Land. So some of them will board the train and tell the others who will hesitate that they should just return." How Johnny wished that all children had tickets. Otherwise, they wouldn't recognise the Promised Land. As he considered this, the man looked straight into his eyes. "Now, I am sending you to a huge dragon which has four heads," he told him in a firm voice. "He breathes fire, does great damage, and lies to people. You are the one who can strike him." "Why does it have to be me? I'm just little Johnny Walnut, you know. How can I conquer a huge dragon?" "Do not be afraid," the extraordinary man encouraged him. Johnny noticed his eyes again and had to admit that even his pretty mum didn't have such beautiful eyes. Johnny heard urgency in his voice, but also love and assurance, so that all his fear left him. "You are not going alone. I will help you. I will always be with you. If you rely on me and on what I did on the cross, you will achieve it. And when you have slain the dragon, you will find the way home to your mum and dad." Then Johnny recognised him. It was the Lord Jesus. He fell on his knees before him and tears welled up in his eyes. He started to sing to him. "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus."